It's been a big week in local news, isn't it always these days? I've got Emily Tierney from the 4CA newsroom in the studio to give us a bit of a wrap, a bit of a rundown of the big headlines of the week. Emily, this week we saw the release of an annual report on the region's crime statistics. In fact, I think it looked across all Queensland regions. It's probably telling us what we already know about crime, unfortunately, in our part of the world. But give us a bit of a rundown on that latest report.
According to a newly released crime report, Cairns came in as number 4 in the whole state to be most affected by crime, which is unfortunately just confirming what a lot of our listeners know. The crime is on the rise in Cairns. And did you know, unfortunately, there's been 81 armed robberies, up 87% from 2019 to 2020, which is not a good look for our region.
That's right. Armed robbery, they can often be those violent type of crimes, and no doubt other categories, car thefts being one of them, I'm sure are high as well. The other issue I was keen to have a quick chat to you about, Em, was tourism having a bit of a rebound. I certainly hear that anecdotally from operators. There's some good visitation, good accommodation rates in some of our hotels after the horror stretch of the past 12 months. But it's created another problem around staffing. Tell us a little bit about that.
So a lot of operators now from Cairns to the Daintree, after a bumper Easter period and a great school holiday two-week period there, they're now realising the growing demand. They're not having the staff to fill these jobs. So, you know, they're saying that they're advertising in all the right places, in radio, in print, on the internet, but they're just not getting the applicants. And the applicants that they do have are not turning up or following through with the job application. So a lot of these jobs are incredible. You know, they're your dream job, working in the tropics on dive boats in the Daintree River, but they just can't find the staff.
It's interesting. It's an interesting conundrum, isn't it? Where
it is.
I guess businesses had to ramp down and probably shed staff during COVID to cope with the economic hit. And yet now that things are bouncing back, they've got the opposite problem. So it's an interesting one. And I'm hearing it's not just in tourism. In fact, I know other businesses in different sectors who are also struggling to find staff. So interesting times on the employment front. Now, finishing as we do with your weekly news wrap, M, I was very excited to hear this being announced this week. Tell us, now, it's not on this weekend.
No, not this weekend. And I was also really excited for this one.
So we're giving people a heads up to get prepared for the following weekend. Tell us the big event that we think people should check out.
Sure. So May the 8th, we've got the Cairns Craft Beer Festival. So it started in 2019, but then it took a pause for COVID. As we know, all events were off the table. But now, 2021, we're back again, the second round. So if you head down to Hemingway's Brewery on May the 8th from midday, we've got a range of breweries and distilleries there showcasing all their beers, and it's free entry, which is great. Keep that in mind, so you don't need to worry about that.
Awesome. And the craft beer festival, yes, at Hemingway's there. I think they'll also have, as you said, some distilleries.
Yes.
Wolf Lane, Mount Uncle from the Tablelands, and a whole bunch of local breweries. So next Saturday, Saturday, May 8th, the Cairns Craft Beer Festival. I'll see you down there.
Yeah, bring your friends. Let's have a drink.
Thanks so much to Emily Tierney from the 4CA Newsroom.
Thank you.